Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director for South Shore Arts. And joining us today is Stephanie Swearinger, President of the Valparaiso Creative Council. Welcome, Stephanie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. It's a pleasure to have you on. And if I can start with just, I'm not sure everybody knows and understands what a creative council does. And so can you share a little bit about the Valpo Creative Council, what you guys do, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Valparaiso Creative Council was formed to really promote art in the Valparaiso community. And our mission is to really enrich our community through public accessible art for all, and to provide programming and support to local artists within our community and the artist community. We're a 99% volunteer organization. We have one employee who works part-time. She's been with us for 2 years. And I got involved about 6 years ago. I'm the current board president. As you mentioned, my name is Stephanie Swearinger. So I just really love the arts and promoting it in our community, and I saw this as an opportunity to really make an impact and make our mark, if you will, on the community.
Well, you clearly have as an organization, and I know your involvement for that time has been just a terrific contribution, and you've done a number of public art activities, especially over the last year with some of your first murals and things, but you've got a special one coming up here in June. So can you share a little bit about the unveiling happening at Art in the Park and at Flounders and Friends Skate Park?
Yeah, absolutely. So on June 13th, at 4:30, the Valparaiso Creative Council and a few hundred of our close friends and supporters will be unveiling our very first sculpture project. So as you mentioned, Dave, we have a few mural projects in the Valparaiso area, but this will be our first sculpture. We're gifting it to the Valpo Park. It'll be at the Flounder and Friends Skate Park. It was done by a local artist named Chad Copeland. And we've seen some sneak peeks, and it's really going to be a great addition to the skate park. It's going to be a great celebration for all of our donors to come out and take a look at what the fruits of all of our labors have been. It's about Chad told us it's about a 17-foot tall sculpture, and pretty soon folks will start seeing the big tarp draped over it before the unveiling. So that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting. And 17 feet, that's going to be huge.
Yes. So, yes, very huge.
and I love the name of it, Eclipse, especially given what we just had in the region recently. So it just conjures up an image of this blocking out the sun, if you will, as it towers over the new skate park. So exciting stuff. Now, you guys, to bring this to fruition, you had a pretty incredible fundraising effort that went out and raised. Can you share what you did and what you raised to actually create or pay for this creation?
Yeah, so we really put boots to the ground for this fundraiser. We've had a couple public fundraisers that we've called Let's Skate, and they've been hosted right before school starts as the last hurrah before school. Kid-friendly events, almost carnival-style kind of thing, where there were some skating demonstrations. The roller derby came out. Love South Shore Roller Derby. They've been great supporters of us. So that was our first effort for these fundraisers. But our executive director found an opportunity for us to get matched dollars. So we started a campaign called 90K in 90 Days. So anything that we raised within 90 days would get matched by fund through the state of Indiana to promote public art within our community. So we reached our goal, and it was just one of those moments where you're like, wow, this is really happening. And I think that's probably the highlight of what this last 4 years working with the Parks Department to bring this project to fruition has really paid off. And like I said, it was a great effort by our executive director, Jessica Corral, and our board members to really bring the community in and to show that art within our community is needed.
And makes a difference. And that is congratulations on a terrific effort. And matching dollars always seem to bring out the best in people where they know they can double their impact. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And if I can, we're running out of time a little bit here, but I know you've got other stuff going on. So can you talk a little bit about what's next, or art and innovation, I think, is a activity that's coming up?
Yes. So we offer opportunities for local artists to get together and network and learn a little bit about different topics. So our next art and innovation is called, will be on June 20th at 4:30 at Lower Lincoln. We do ask that people register since the seating is limited, and you can find a link to register for that event either if people want to search Eventbrite or go to our social media page and follow us. There's multiple ways people can sign up for it. But it's a great opportunity for artists to learn about different topics, maybe about marketing their own personal business or about how to really take their business to the next level. We're really wanting to offer topics that are relevant to the artists in the community. So that's the purpose of these art and innovation meetups.
Terrific. And you said Lower Lincoln. That's in, just for people across the region, downtown Valparaiso, right on Lincoln Way?
Yes. Yeah. Wade Bretzky is the owner of the venue, and he's always looking to help with entrepreneurial efforts. So this was a great partnership for us to really promote art and innovation in our community. So, sure. Yes, Lincoln is in the downtown Valparaiso area.
Okay. And all of these events are free, or is there a cost to it?
No cost. They are all completely free.
Terrific. So, again, the big unveiling is going to be on Thursday, June 13th, starting at 4:30, correct?
Yes.
And that is at right off of Calumet Street at the old fairgrounds in Valparaiso at the new Flounders and Friends Skate Park.
Yep, it sure is.
All right. Well, hopefully we can help you get a big crowd out there to celebrate that day. And so really do thank you, Stephanie, for taking time out to join us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. And thank you to all of our audience for joining us on Eye on the Arts Radio, where we highlight the people, places, and events happening in our arts community.